a conference call this month, Family Dollar CEO Howard Levine told investors an economic recovery is underway.
Higher income households who have benefited from market gains, better employment opportunities, or improvements in the housing markets have become more comfortable and confident in their financial situation.
What Levine didn't say is that more of those customers may be doing more shopping at other stores. More on that later. Meanwhile,
our core lower-income customers have faced high unemployment levels, higher payroll taxes, and more recently, reductions in government assistance programs.
So Family Dollar's core customer, a female head of household earning less than $40,000, doesn't have as much to spend. Family Dollar says half of its customers rely on some form of government assistance, including Social Security and disability. About 5% of its total sales are paid for with food stamps. Dan Berthume, senior editor of Chain Store Age, calls it the 1% effect.
Just the way today's society is, as the economy improves, a lot of that improvement is going to be contained within a narrower range of consumers as opposed to previous recoveries.
And those higher income shoppers who shopped at dollar stores when times were tight are now moving back to larger retail stores, says Charles Bodkin, a retail and marketing professor at UNC Charlotte.
Over the years, they have done exceedingly well. And now, as we come out of the recession, it's possible that consumers may revert to the behaviors that they had prior to the recession.
Family Dollar reported that between September and December of last year, net sales increased 3.2%, but net income decreased 2.8% compared to last year. But Family Dollar's chief competitors, like Dollar Tree and Dollar General, are still doing well. They have yet to release their latest financial earnings, but they are expected to continue reporting an increase in sales and income. Dennis Harlow teaches management at the Wingate University's Business School. He says the success of Family Dollar's competitors
indicates the economy's really not doing that well, and it also indicates that somehow this company has dropped the ball. They're not providing the products that their customers want at the value their customers want, and they're not gaining profit.
For one thing, he suspects the company could be doing a better job at merchandising or how products are displayed and advertised. During the conference call, investors expressed their concern that Family Dollar's rapid expansion is hurting profits. New stores add to sales, but can take away money and resources from existing stores. And Family Dollar has added more than 1,200 stores in the last 3 years. Levine says it's the new stores that are performing well, and the company plans to add another 525 new stores by the end of the year. Family Dollar currently has 8,000 stores in 46 states. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.